It's time to talk about Las Vegas with Ira. Each week, Ira David Sternberg talks with the celebrities, entertainers, writers, and personalities who make Las Vegas the most exciting city in the world. And now, here's Ira.
Las Vegas is filled with a variety of attractions, activities, casino games, entertainment, and dining. Well, the challenge is how to sort through the embarrassment of riches here in Las Vegas. You can ask friends, you can skim through Vegas publications, and of course, search online for suggestions. But my guest has come up with a new way to put together a Las Vegas package that meets your needs. Dana Manaker is CEO of Shortlist, a groundbreaking platform that curates city exploration for travelers by connecting users with genuine locals who know the scene. For more information, go to shortlist.com. That's S-H-R-T-L-S-T, S-H-R-T-L-S-T.com. And you can follow them on Instagram and TikTok. And Dana, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. Well, I'm trying to detect that accent. It sounds very New York.
No, German.
Really? Interesting. I'm getting worse and worse about detecting accents. I take it all back.
You know what? I do go at East Coast all the time because I've been in the States for some time. And so it just, you're not the first.
Oh, good. All right. I feel better. Okay. So prior to starting up Shortlist, you were a co-founder of The Guestbook. So tell us a little about The Guestbook and your background in hospitality, and then why you decided to start Shortlist with that unusual spelling.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I pretty much grew up in hospitality my entire life and started in Germany. My family owned hotels, restaurants, and nightclubs. And then in my teens, kind of as a side hustle that then grew into a big business, my father started a receptive tour operator and moved the company into Las Vegas. So ultimately, we wholesaled hotel rooms to international tour operators. Sold the company in 2014 and ended up starting The Guestbook with my business partner, Jim Ginkos, which I'm still a part of. And that is a B2B SaaS platform that provides independent and boutique brand hotels with a cashback rewards program to really shift online travel agency business to direct bookings. And throughout COVID, we had a little bit more time to brainstorm and think about a few different things. And as a passion project of mine, we decided to roll out the Shortlist. So again, it's spelled like Shortlist without the vowels in it. And just really out of pure frustration as a traveler myself, just never really being able to get what I wanted out of those mass review sites and having to always rely on friends of friends in given cities. I just felt there was such a massive need out there for a platform like the Shortlist where you get those expert recommendations versus mass reviews.
And when you mention expert recommendations, these are, and you have other cities besides Las Vegas. So if you go to their website, again, it's shortlist.com, S-H-R-T-L-S-T. If you go to their website, you'll see there's other cities, Los Angeles and many others, but we're going to focus on Las Vegas. You, in order to do this right, you have about, I think it's 12 experts, maybe a little bit more, if I remember correctly. I know some of their names, Jessica and Amanda and Carmen and Drysdale and Andrea and Al, of course, who is very well known in the foodie side of things as well. How did you come up with the list of people to rely on to then curate within your website?
So of course we first launched in Vegas. Our official launch was last week on May 1st, and we have Miami Life at this point as well. Vegas was kind of a no-brainer for us to start out with because we are based here in Las Vegas. Our headquarters for the Guestbook and now the Shortlist are both here, and it's a market that people come to for all different reasons now. It used to just be gaming, but it's a full-on entertainment city, whether it's a family trip, bachelorette party, celebration or whatnot. There's so many different reasons. So it was a perfect city for us to initially build out. And then also knowing the market so well, we were able to really lean on local experts and connoisseurs in their field. So whether it is someone that really explores the downtown art scene, having that expert give us their recommendations, or someone that is just really into the Chinatown dim sum places. And so we really pulled on local, as we call them, A-listers, that were the most reputable in their field. So they are the ones that are really living the recommendations that they're providing to the audience.
And that's good because you want people that are in the market and know it as well.
Exactly.
When you were putting this together, you mentioned about being on a hiatus for a while because of COVID. How long did it take you to get this up and running? Was it a few years because you had all these other responsibilities?
It took us about 18 months to get it up and running. And initially it started just, I mean, it's still within the guestbook team that built out the platform. And it's I always call it the younger and sexier sister of the guestbook because it's consumer facing in that sense. But it took us about 18 months. And so we're excited to be here today.
One of the aspects of the website is that I mentioned about curating, that's an overused term these days, but I used it in your context because I think it makes some sense. You're not limiting it to a particular type of visitor. It's not necessarily a solo traveler, but it could be anybody. It could be a family. It could be several adults. It could be all kinds of things. And I assume that was part of the planning process. You wanted it to be available for a wide variety of people who then could personalize their experiences.
Yes, absolutely. So it's ultimately about having that friend of a friend in a given city at scale. I myself am fortunate that I am in hospitality. My husband is in gaming. So we've been able to travel by getting a lot of recommendations from our network and extended network. But a lot of people don't have the same access, which is something that we wanted to provide to travelers, regardless of the budget or the in-town connections to wherever you're going. And people have all different tastes. So the audience that we were looking to target is anyone that really wants to experiment the most when traveling. And so someone that uses a lot of their discretionary income on not just traveling, but also in their own city, living in entertainment in that sense. And so it really, yes, there's all different sorts of categories, and I'm sure there'll be a lot more to come, but anything from a solo traveler to a business traveler to a family with young children, a family with teens, a romantic getaway, a health nut trip. There's so many different, an outdoor trip, which we also have for Las Vegas, because there's so many amazing activities to do around the valley here that we wanted to highlight, and sharing the best of the best for that type of trip. So I think that sometimes it can be a little bit misunderstood when we refer to best of the best, that it's only luxury or only high end. That is not the case. It's the best of the best. If you're looking for a food truck after clubbing at Hakkasan all night and you want the best taco truck, you're not looking for a fine dining experience in that case. And
not
so,
or
a family. I myself travel a lot for my son's soccer team. And so when you're traveling into new cities and destinations, you're not necessarily looking for that 5-course Michelin star dining experience, but you still want the same quality of food when you are out in a different city and eating. And just relying on sites such as TripAdvisor or Yelp, it's just impossible to know who is writing the reviews, if there's an ulterior motive with the review. Either they're related to a restaurant owner or venue owner, or maybe they don't like them and they're a competitor, and you just don't know who is giving you that information.
Do you have a feedback mechanism built in? And what I mean by that is, if one of your A-listers, as you call them, recommends a particular restaurant or activity, and it turns out that there's some problem with it down the road, because things change along the way. Do you get a feedback from people that join? And I want to ask you how that works too, but or do you get feedback from people, or do you get feedback to the A-listers and say, hey, we got a complaint about so-and-so, it's not as good as it was, or maybe it changes? Because those things do happen. Restaurants go out of business, or food quality goes downhill, whatever it happens to be.
Yeah, so we have a very intense vetting process here in our office, where we want to make sure when A-listers are providing us with recommendations that we double vet them and just make sure that they're truly on point, they're the right recommendation, the insider tips. So it's not just the recommendation of the venue, but they're also providing us with insider tips on when to go, how to go, what to order, what seat to take at the bar and so forth, or with activities at what time of the day you want to experience it and so forth. And we vet that internally and then have a very thorough plan and business plan in place for our content team on a weekly basis to make sure that restaurants are updated, activities are updated, and everything is in place. And we have, you know, even in the short time where we've had our beta site live, mm-hmm. we've had to remove some places off of the shortlist because one of our team members, our A-listers, went back again and it just wasn't up to par and didn't meet our shortlist.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. I was thinking of starting the worst of the worst list, you know, where you people can get really awful food and terrible accommodations. Do you think that would work for masochists? And are there enough masochists in the world that I could make some money off of them?
I don't think so. I think you'd make a lot of enemies at best. I probably think that I would actually, I had a recommendation come in from somebody about the horror restaurant in downtown. That is supposed to be really great, but it actually just shut down, which is too bad, where you have just horror figures running around and the scream characters and whatnot. I'm like, I need to take my kids to that. But it shut down just about a month ago or a couple of months ago. Maybe so I would not try that. No?
Okay. Or maybe something like, it's only infrequently that food poisoning happens at this restaurant. So take your chances here. It's only because it's only $4 for an entree. So, you know, go for it. But
it would be entertaining. Yeah.
Where I think your service works well, too, is because we have listeners and viewers not only obviously locally, but around the world. And I think for locals, it's an extra resource as well, because people are working a lot and they don't necessarily have time to research and, again, depend on reviews or recommendations based on you don't know who's making the recommendation. Somebody may be thrilled with a place, but the next person's not. It gets very confusing. But if you can get recommendations from consistent professional A-listers, as you call them, that would make a lot of sense for locals. And of course, people coming from all over the world to Las Vegas, it gives them a head start. So when they go to the website, how does that work, Dana? Do they register as a member? Or sign in up as a member? Yeah. Is that how it works?
So it is not required to join, but highly recommended because you can save your different shortlists for different type of experiences. And going back to that local component, it is absolutely designed for locals as well. There's in a city like Las Vegas, for example, there are so many amazing things happening at all times. And I myself, who've been here since 2007 and will consider myself very much out in the scene, I'm constantly learning of new things in the city. So right now, Wynn has the pop-up Safta 1964 that I can't wait to go to, that I learned about on the shortlist, which is super exciting. But so you go on and you either have the option just to freely search by a city. So you can pull up a destination, you get all the information, or you can go through the trip personalization where you go in and you put in either the date range, where you're staying, what type of trip you're looking for, or outing, the budget range and so forth. And then it'll present you with a list of recommendations based on that versus giving you all of the recommendations in that category. You can then create an account, which again is not mandatory, but highly recommended as we're building out a lot more features. So this is only the beginning. Right now you can save all your different lists, but the next step will be that you'll be able to build really awesome itineraries that you can share with friends. You can share your list with friends. You can follow others and their shortlists and what they have on there. So they've done some of the organization for you in that sense. So there's a lot of different functionalities with an account with us.
Is one of the functionalities different languages? So for example, if someone from Germany, we mentioned Germany earlier when mm-hmm. I thought it was the East Coast, if somebody from Germany comes to the site, are they able to use it in German or use a translator to do that? Or is that one of the ones coming up once you build out everything?
Absolutely. So that's one of the ones coming up. We are planning on going internationally by the end of the year. So very excited. As I mentioned earlier, our big launch has been in Vegas. We have Miami up and live. And we're rolling out cities, even if they're not 100% complete in all the different categories. But again, setting that expectation for the consumer to let you know, we have LA Life, but we're still just 75% there with creating all the different shortlists and so forth. Just to be really, it's all about transparency. You know what you're getting. One of our features that is currently live is the vibe meter, which I absolutely love because there's times where you just want a great ambiance and you're okay with the food to be decent. It doesn't have to be the best of the best food experience. And you just want to have a lively brunch with friends that is enjoyable. And you do like the food. It's just not that memorable, but you're going for other reasons. Versus other times you may be looking for an out of this world food experience and you're okay if it doesn't have a great ambiance or vibe. So our vibe meter allows you to search by vibe and also the type of vibe that you're looking for.
I like that. Is there a zero vibe function too? So you just say, well, I don't want any vibe. I just want the food.
Well, yeah. So there is the vibe where it's like a hole in the wall versus being really lively, right? So you have the vibe there or dressy or not dressy. So you can choose your, and that vibe meter applies to activities as well. So you have a very thorough understanding and we really are about setting the expectations. So when you're going somewhere, and again, I've been in the business my entire life, I can dissect any and every review and can probably give you, when I look through TripAdvisor reviews and I read through the review, I can probably 9 out of 10 times identify exactly what type of person is reviewing, whether it's a hotel or a venue or whatnot, because I've done it so thoroughly. And it's about really setting that expectation. So if I'm traveling to New York and I know I'm just staying at a 4-star midtown hotel, I know what to expect. But others may not. And that's where we come in and we give you those parameters. So if you're staying at an ultra luxury hotel, but there may be a service issue, or you're staying at a more affordable hotel and it's an amazing value for what you're getting, we want to be the source for that.
As time goes by, do you see yourself adding additional criteria rather than functionality, just criteria? So you may have something you hadn't thought of or the team hasn't thought of where you could add another feature. And for example, I'm thinking, and this, you may already have this as one of the features. I didn't do a search on the website and I should have, but outdoor activities. So for example, there may be, and even if it's something that doesn't require any major expense, such as Red Rock or Mount Charleston and that type of approach.
Absolutely. So we have outdoor activities already live on our site. And yes, again, even though there are a number of activities and restaurants and hotels that are have a charge to them, we're also providing activities, whether it's local farmers markets or parks, or Red Rock, of course, is one of them, or the Hidden Cabin is a hike that I learned about again through the shortlist. We have all those recommendations as well. So we have, but we will continuously, Health Net is just one that we recently added because it's something that I'm super passionate about, especially when traveling on business and being able to find those restaurants or really fun workout boutique gyms that you may want to attend. So we just added that, but we're constantly revising and growing as new ideas are presented to us.
So I could see Dana's recommendation for a climbing wall at a hotel. Health purposes, I could see that.
So when, exactly.
When you're going through everything, do you ever get a sense, because this is something you have to stay on top of, it's an ongoing creature. And so you notice I didn't say monster, but you've created something that's going to be great, but you have to stay on top of it. So do you anticipate more expansion over time in terms of adding more A-listers, adding more functionality, as you mentioned earlier, adding more capability and more coverage?
Yeah, absolutely. It is, you could call it a monster in that sense. And I think that that's why nobody has been able to get a platform to the place that we are at today. And we're super excited, but we have a very, very seasoned travel industry team here. I would consider myself extremely type A. And when I set my mind to something, I want to get there. And we will absolutely be expanding the team as we grow, as well as I walk into the office daily and go to my marketing team and to my content creators in that sense. And I'm always like, where are we? Have we thought of this? Have we thought of that? And we're constantly have meetings internally, making sure that we're as up to speed and up to date as possible and have a system in place to really vet all the different sources and make sure that we truly are on top. Will it be 1,000% perfect at all times? Absolutely not. There may be a place that has gone downhill a little bit and we may not remove it instantly. But again, we also have an ability for users to message us in. They can message us with potential recommendations on spots that we may not have listed that we can then vet and see if they would make our list or any of our lists in that sense, or other places that may have gone downhill and in the last month and we may have not been aware of, and we'll update that. So we're definitely very honest and humble in that sense. But yeah, absolutely. We're constantly nagging on making sure the content is there.
So you realize that you're type A and you're constantly involved with this. Now you're going to cause burnout from your poor staff because you want excellence, and excellence is the enemy of good. So, you know, you got to remember that. So everything is human. So yeah, there'll be a restaurant that's not up to where it was. So you'll find out about it and you'll take care of it. But go easy on the staff. Let them develop.
You know, we have a lot of fun here too.
Oh, good. That's the important thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
You have to have humor, otherwise it's crazy. Then you do get burned out. So at times, exactly. It sounds like you have a good sense of humor. So I don't think you're going to get burned out yet. So it's admirable that you're accomplishing as much as you do, given your relatively young age. Were you surprised? Oh, let me retract that. Was your family surprised when you took this next step and you created the shortlist?
Probably, yes, because I have a lot going on already with the Guestbook. Obviously, it's a very amazing established company, and we have a great team there as well. I would say probably yes, but they wouldn't underestimate me.
No, that's good. I think it's a great challenge. When you look at what Las Vegas has to offer, and you mentioned you moved here in 2007, mm-hmm. So you came at a certain point in time where a lot of the old Vegas had come and gone in that sense. Mm-hmm. What was your take on Las Vegas when you first moved here? What did you see the potential right then when you moved here?
So I actually moved here right after college. My father moved the company from Germany in 1996. And so my mom at the time just didn't want us, because it was still old Vegas and it seemed really small to her, mm-hmm. Didn't want us going to high school here. So even though I didn't permanently move here till 2007, we had a second home and my dad's primary residence was here in Vegas. So it's very familiar with old Vegas. And in our past life, with our company called Bonata Exclusive Travel, we actually worked very closely at the time the Mirage opened with the whole Wynn team and Mirage Resorts and so forth. So I've been in the Vegas life pretty much since I could walk.
Yeah.
Starting in Germany. And so I am very familiar with what it used to be like and where it's come to today. And I have such a deep rooted foundation here already.
When you started the shortlist, did you talk to friends and not necessarily family, but friends that are in the business and get their feedback as to whether it made sense to launch it when you did, as opposed to waiting 3 years or not doing it until everything else gets taken care of? Or did you get some feedback from people and then went ahead, or did you just say, you know, I'm type A, I'm just going for it?
Absolutely not. So I definitely got a lot of feedback. And as I knew this was a major pain point for myself and my own travel and activity exploration, I wanted to make sure that others have the same pain point. So I did a lot of talking, a lot of research of friends of friends and extended network. And I think there was such a positive response. And anyone that I talked to just couldn't wait for the site to go live and grow in all different cities, because I think we all have similar issues with mass review sites. You have travel agents on the other side that you could work with, but you have to have a very high-end trip in order for it to make it worth the travel agent's while. And again, nowadays with technology, you have so much access, but it's being able to sift through the access and being able to get the right information. And so the feedback was extremely positive. I am not a risk taker, so I would not launch something without making sure that we have a high success rate.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. Do you have a mechanism in the website? And again, it's a shortlist, shrtlst.com. Is there when you do a search function, if there's something that doesn't pop up because it's something they put in there that is not part of Las Vegas, or maybe they put it in the wrong way, are you able to see search results so that maybe you add it later on? So in other words, somebody writes a search for a particular activity and maybe you don't currently have it, but you say, oh, let's research this, and you find out there is that activity, you can add it to it. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, so if somebody is searching for an activity or a restaurant per se, and it's not currently featured on the shortlist, in the search bar, it gives you the ability to recommend a certain venue or restaurant or activity. And so once they do that, then it allows us to really do a deep dive into it, research it, and then make sure it's something that we need to add or don't need to add. So it happens all the time. I mean, I would say almost daily, you know, that we come across, even in our personal life or driving by certain venues where we're like, oh, have we looked at this? Have we looked at that? And just constantly wanting to make sure that we truly are not missing anything. And then also, of course, not providing any places that may not meet our standards.
That's definitely type A approach. You're always on the checkout of that. Of course, I typed in a 99-cent shrimp cocktail, didn't get any results. So that's just because, you know, they don't exist anymore in Las Vegas. It's the old Las Vegas. So.
See? Exactly. So,
when you look to the future, are you looking for a short term or a long term? We have about a minute left or so, but are you looking at, on a short term level for certain results and then a long term level? Because I think the niche that you found, I guess you could say it either way, tomato, tomato, but that part that you found a part in the market that I don't think has been covered that I'm aware of. So I think that's pretty smart. Are you looking for some short-term results and then long-term results? And can you define it for us what those are for you?
Yeah, I think from the short term, especially now that we have officially launched, it's really getting users to fall in love with the platform and really finding it useful. And so that would be in the short term. We obviously nowadays, thankfully to technology, there's a lot of different metrics that we can check daily or by the minute, just on activity and so forth. And in a long term, and obviously rolling out with a number of cities in the US to begin with, in the long term, we want to be the global provider for travel and experiences, whether you're a local wanting to explore your own city or wherever the wind may takes you, and also being able to provide using the ability of AI at this point and providing recommendations. Let's say if someone travels to Paris and to London, giving them a new idea for exploration and something that they may have not considered in the past.
Well, that's a great way to leave it. My guest has been Dana Manicurd, CEO of Shortlist. For more information, go to shortlist.com. That's S-H-R-T-L-S-T, S-H-R-T-L-S-T.com. And you can follow them on Instagram and TikTok. And Dana, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure. See you next time.
You've been listening to Talk About Las Vegas with Ira. Each week, Ira David Sternberg talks with the celebrities, entertainers, writers, and personalities who make Las Vegas the most exciting city in the world.